Governor Lachlan Macquarie and Elizabeth Macquarie met the spiritual needs of the colony in the early days of Australia. So let's now hear about Elizabeth Macquarie. Christians made a difference. In March 2017, the Bible Society of Australia celebrated its 200th anniversary. Back in the early days of Australia's white settlement, the wife of the Governor of New South Wales, Elizabeth Macquarie, set up the Colonial Auxiliary Bible Society of New South Wales, which later became the Bible Society of Australia. She did this together with William Cowper and Reverend Samuel Marsden, under the patronage of her husband, Governor Lachlan Macquarie. The Bible Society is Australia's oldest continuously operating organisation. Mrs. Macquarie also organised a lending library of Bibles in several languages. Elizabeth Macquarie was born in 1778 as the youngest daughter of John Campbell of Aird, Scotland. She came from an upper-class family who were not rich. She grew up at Appin on her brother's estate. At 26, she met her distant cousin, Colonel Lachlan Macquarie, who had returned from 17 years of military service in India, and whose first wife had died. Macquarie commented in his diary that she would make an admirable soldier's wife. The two married in November 1807 at Holsworthy in Devon, when Elizabeth was 29 and Lachlan 46. Then, in 1809, Macquarie was appointed Governor of New South Wales, so the couple moved to the colony. The Macquarie's second child, a son, was born in 1814, their first child having died. At the time, New South Wales was torn by factions, and some of Lachlan Macquarie's policies, particularly in relation to emancipists, were controversial. He encouraged free convicts into commerce and society. This attracted the displeasure of the colony's free elite. Elizabeth, a woman of strong personality, supported him loyally, but she also embarked on her own work of improving the welfare of women convicts and Aboriginal people. In 1813, the building of New South Wales' first purpose-built orphanage began in Parramatta, and the children from the Sydney Female Orphan School were moved there in 1818. Having an interest in architecture, Elizabeth conceived and designed the building, based on her family's residence in Scotland. By 1829, there were 152 girls there, although the building was only designed for 100. Most public charities of the time had committees made up of men, but Elizabeth Macquarie, like some other governor's wives, took an active role. In 1818, the Benevolent Society gained the support of Governor Macquarie and Elizabeth became an enthusiastic supporter of the Ladies' Committee. She also helped establish the Native Institution of Parramatta. Elizabeth was also interested in gardening and agriculture. Along with Elizabeth MacArthur, she pioneered haymaking in the colony. She also planned a road to run around what is now known as the Domain in Sydney. A well-known Sydney landmark is Mrs. Macquarie's chair, an exposed sandstone rock cut into the shape of a bench on the peninsula of the Domain. It was hand-carved by convicts in 1810 for her. Folklore has it that she used to sit on the rock and watch the ships from Britain sailing into the harbour. She was known to visit the area and sat enjoying panoramic views of the harbour. When accompanying her husband on his official visits to the district of Campbelltown, Elizabeth Macquarie is said to have given corms of irises that she brought with her to the settlers. She also would sometimes put them on the sides of the road. In later years, it was not uncommon to see clumps of these blue and white irises growing on the sides of Old Sydney Road and around the old early settlers' houses. Today there is a sculpture of Elizabeth Macquarie in Mawson Park in Campbelltown. The sculptor, Tom Bass, hopes it will remind people of her qualities of refinement, her love of flowers, and her feminine capacity for nurturing. Christians made